We started Siv Beis last week in this supplementary perek, the Maimer of Pnimius HaTorah, that Tzvi Yehuda had from his father. It's a whole big Maimer on the Inyan that we're learning in Aris HaTorah, which really belongs in Aris HaTorah, but for reasons that are becoming increasingly apparent, was not put into Aris HaTorah, but was given over as a separate Maimer. So we just started the first sentence last Erev Shabbos. Each Seif here is such a world, and as I always apologize that it's very, very hard to explain, to translate, and everything's all Sad Efsha, it's only Efsha, and each person should try on his own, her own, to understand. And I'm only if we wouldn't do it together, it would be hard to do. Most people tell me that they, I don't know, most, a lot of people tell me that they love Rav Kook, but they can't learn it. It's so hard to learn. It's true. So at least if we try together, so we can get something, we do our best. So let's start again. We just started the last Erev Shabbos. Siv Beis. Anu chayovim l'shtadl lahavi es hador lidei hakara b'tachlis haklolos shel haTorah v'haMitzvos. We must make an effort, Rav Kook says, to bring the generation to an understanding and awareness of the tachlis haklolos shel haTorah v'haMitzvos, of the overall tachlis of Yiddishkeit, of the tachlis haklolos shel haTorah v'haMitzvos. The Mohus Ha'amuna, to understand the Mohus, the essence of what Amuna is. V'chol Hatchunus V'hamidus and Nimshachus V'mena, all the different characteristics and the different midas and so on that come from Amuna. Anuchem L'havias Atzmeinu V'asa'ilam L'de'ashkofas M'leis Abriyais, must bring ourselves in the entire world. Tashkofis that are filled and that are healthy. Hamukhrachais lava b'yaisa b'hirus, that must be brought and must be explained in a clearer way than they have been in the past. And all the Svarim that are coming out now are doing this. Try to explain Emuna in a clear way. In the old days the Svarim were written in such a way that only those who were really, really, to begin with, very learned, were able to extract here and there, to draw out the Yesodos of Emunah. Now this form of all to bring it in the Yoseh Behirus with more clarity. Mitzad Hashpah's Irish Torah, from that side of the Hashpah, the influence of the light of Torah. Kol ikara shel hanefila, listen to this sentence. Kol ikara shel hanefila shel nafal hador min ha'amuna u'mnei hadas ha'maisis v'hamidaisis. The entire ikar, the underlying cause, shel hanefila shel nafal hador, that the failure or the fall, the collapse of the generation min ha'amuna, from faith, Umin hayahadis, from Yiddishkeit, amaisis from midaisis, from Yiddishkeit, from practical observance of mitzvahs, and the midas of Yiddishkeit, the midas of what it means to be a real, real Jew, the midas taivis of a Yid. The nefila, the underlying cause for this collapse, for this fall, in both practical observance of Torah mitzvahs and the midas. Hurak mipnei she'ein lo shum hakara b'tochen yusam. It's only because the generation does not understand, does not truly understand. Ein lo shum hakara b'tochen yusam. Does not understand the tochen, the contents, the true essence of emunah, of Torah mitzvahs, of Yiddishkeit. Va'karas ha'toichni me'ayin tilokach. And from where should they take this? From where should the generation be able to draw these things? From where should they know these things? Va'karas ha'toichni me'ayin tilokach. Where should they be taken from? I mentioned this in something that I wrote recently. I said, it's not that the generation of the kids, whatever you want to say, are running away from Yiddishkeit. They possibly never met Yiddishkeit. They never met Yiddishkeit. No one's running away from Yiddishkeit. Who's running away from Yiddishkeit? Because you see a kid that you see in the next day, he's out of yeshiva, you see in the next day, he's, God forbid, running around with a nose ring and a girlfriend, and Chalila is Michal Shabbos. So he's running away from Yiddishkeit? You have to know something to run away from it. He never met Yiddishkeit in his life. Well, because they told him to say this and do this and say that, and they told him how to read, and they told him to shake a lulav and listen to the shofar and listen to Vayhi v'Machashveirus and live happily ever after. You're a Yid. He never really knew what Yiddishkeit was. He's not running away from Yiddishkeit. He doesn't know Yiddishkeit. So if Hook is saying this sentence, Kol Ikar Shel Nefilah Shenofel Hador Min Hamunim Min HaYehadis Hamazir Amidais Hu Rak Mepnei She'ein Lo Shum Hakara B'Teich Niyusam. The reason that the generation has run away from Yiddishkeit is because they don't understand Yiddishkeit. Ein Lo Shum Hakara B'Teich Niyusam. No understanding, B'chlal, of the Teichen of Yiddishkeit. If you don't believe Rav Kook, ask. Talk to other people. Ask yourself. Talk to yourself. V'hakoros ha'teichonim me'ayin tilokach. And where should it come from? Where would they take it from? Who gave it to them? Who's talking to them about it? Me'ayin tilokach. Mi'yoyoyisa. Who's teaching it? Mi'yoyoyisa. Im kol mi sheyesh lo kishrein lahaseh b'teirah. If we see that every single individual who has the skill, who has the kaychus, the kishroinus, to grow in learning, to learn Torah, and to add Torah, v'ror liyos by godel v'choshev, and he's a person who could become godel v'choshev, could become great, and choshev in Torah. And nenu kaveh leklal v'ikil liyos bal ruchni yisadbira. We don't see that such people who are learning Torah, who have the ability to learn, that they're kaveh for themselves at all, to become people of great ruchnius. Does this ring a bell? Im kol mi sheyesh lo kishron lahaseh b'torah v'roi liyos b'gadol v'chashuv, einenu kaveh lo klal v'ikar. Is not kaveh, does not establish klal v'ikar. Liyos bal ruchnius adira, to be a person of great ruchnius. Seems to have nothing to do with that. Just to know and to know and to learn. But as far as ruchnius is concerned, and it could be a klal v'ikilias baruchnis adira. Kol echad doeg. Each person is worried. Each of these people who are able to learn, who is learning, they're all worried. Pen yigara al yideha talmud haruchani, that they're afraid that if they're going to learn the talmud haruchani, that means if they're going to learn ruchnis, if they're going to learn that Torah of Pnimius, if they're going to learn Maral, Kuzri, and so on, if they're going to learn Ramchal and the Svar Makadoshim, they're afraid. Kalachadoi pen yigora al yidei Talmud haruchani choik the Talmud ha'maisi. They're afraid that they're going to be, as a result of learning Pnimius HaTorah, they're afraid that they're going to miss out, they're going to lose, they're going to be missing the Talmud HaMaisi, as far as their regular learning is concerned, as far as the Nigla is concerned. V'Talmud HaMaisi Hila Gam Hu Ayde Kach B'Loi Sedar. The truth is, Rav Kook says, that even the regular learning, the Nigla, the regular meat and potatoes of Shas and Poskim and so on, are also, he says, because they're missing that inner light of Torah. The gamhu aide, he says, v'tamad amaisi hila gamhu aide kach b'lois darm. Because without really a seder of building a person into something. Ad shechezeres umisayreres etzleinu hatzaaka hayishan. Until there returns and is awakened within us the old scream, the cry. When he says the old cry, the old shry, because the Musas from the tzaddikim from the earlier diaries, Befrat, the Mesillas Yesharim and the Chavrus Levavos, which are the two foundations of all Musa. Musa we've been talking about, before, of course, before Bisosal, not modern Musa, but the foundations of all Musa, which all the yeshivas agree, are the foundations of Musa, as Mesillas Yesharim and Chavrus Levavos. And the reason that those Sfarim were written because of this. Therefore, if Cook says this is an old cry, Ach chazeres umisereres etzlanu tzaakeish hayitochen shi'erech shel pipulim she'enem noigim. Could it possibly be shi'erech shel pilpulim, that the value and the importance of pilpulim, of all kinds of pilpulim, she'enem noigim, that are not nogei even lahalacha, that they should be koydim lahakaros achayvas eikari yisrael lemushtasalem, that they should be more important and take precedence over the basic chayvas haikarius that the entire universe that our lives are depending upon, emuna, and the yud gimel ikar. Could it be? Is it possible? Look at footnote 3. The footnotes, of course, these are not from Rav Kook, but from Rav Moshe Yechiel Tzuriel, whose original name is Rav Moshe Weiss, who actually learned in Baltimore in yeshiva, and has been living there for many years, and he's a big mumche in Rav Kook's farm. He used to be the mashgiach years ago in Shalavim. Many years ago in Shalavim, lives in Bnei Brak, and he writes farm all day. A very big Talmud Chacham, and he's the one that put this together. So in footnote 3, Ayin Hagdomas Mesillas Yesharim. What does Ramchal write in the Hagdoma to Mesillas Yesharim? Hakoyser, Ramchal writes, Hayitochen Shiyageya Veyamo Sechleinu. Is it possible that we should what? That we should toil hard and work hard with our brains? The Chakiris, and all kinds of Chakiris, all kinds of investigations and Chakiris. Ashleinus chayavnu behem. Whoever said v'chayiv to make all these chakirs? The pilpulim ashleyotzlam and shum primhem. With all kinds of pilpulim, from which nothing even comes out, except he spent the whole day, he spent the whole zman with these pilpulim, these chilukim. V'dinim ashreinim shayochim lanu. The Ramchal saying this, and dinim that are not even shayach and not even lamaisa. Again, that's all part of lahagdol ter la'avira. The Ramchal did that also. Learning and chakiris. But he's asking, is it possible that a Jewish mind should be all day long, all of its life, in chakiris and pilpulim, that have no, that nothing comes out from them, and that dinim are not shayach at all? He's not saying we shouldn't learn these things, but in terms of priorities, but in that, in those things that were chayiv to our Creator, chayiv rabba, a great obligation. Na'azveyu lehergel, we should just na'azveyu lehergel, or say something ridiculous like they get that in the home, we're just supposed to get that in the home, or when you walk in the street, you're supposed to breathe it or something. They're spritzing it like they have deodorizers that are automatic. Whenever a person walks into the room and he has certain sfeiks in the moon, it's the spritz comes automatically and he goes, I says, now I believe. We're supposed to get it from someplace in the air. The Ramchal says, "Nazvei lahergel, just whatever." Maminim b'nei maminim. He could dig up different mamar chazal to say that everybody's okay. Nazvei lahergel. V'nanicheyu lemitzvus anoshim lumada, and the ikarm of all of Yiddishkeit, the essence of Yiddishkeit, we should leave. They should become what mitzvus anoshim lumada, like some kind of routine that people are just supposed to get it like this and to keep on going. He puts a parenthesis. Vada, of course, Kavanosh Shechem Lumad is called. Now, Ramchal is not saying Chas Hashom that we shouldn't be learning, that we shouldn't be learning Nigla, and we shouldn't have Chakiris and Pilpulim and learning. But as far as priority is concerned, of course, halacha, we have to know halacha. And of course, mishnayos and halacha and so on. And even the basics, there's no question of Shas. Ramchal was not disagreeing with that Chas Hashalom. But he said, but what about the limudim haruchniyim? What about why we're learning these things? Why do we go to yeshiva? Why do we daven? Why do we keep Shabbos? Why do we put on tefillin? Why should we die on Kiddush Hashem if we have to die on Kiddush Hashem? Why should we do such a thing? And then if you look, he says, I know Hagdamas Chavis Lavavis. The Chavis Lavavis is even stronger, much stronger than this. Much stronger than anybody that's ever learned the Hagdamas Chavis Lavavis, Hagdamas Chavis Lavavis, understands this very well. That Rav Kook is saying here, this is not something new I'm crying about. It's a tzaka hayisha, it's an old scream. Ha-hechsher ha-godl she-yesh l'mitzionim she-be-talmid ha-chacham l'drishas elokim. He says, we have in Klai Yisrael, we have mitzionim she-be-talmid ha-chacham. We have terrific talmid ha-chachamim. People who are bright, who understand Torah, know how to learn. And therefore, because of that, they're mukhsher, they're ready, they're primed. L'drishas elokim. To seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning to learn Pnimiyas HaTorah. V'ha'iyun hatzach shebedrushim hanalim hameroimimim es haneshama hasichlis, and they're able to look deeply and clearly into these great exalted teachings of the Hamarimah, that uplift on the neshama asichlis, that uplift the neshama. Umargeshes rigshe kaida shel eden hachoch melokis, as we're learning this morning, and bring great excitement. Rigshe kaida, emotions of holiness. The eden hachoch melokis of the eden, of the gan eden of choch melokis, of godly wisdom. Hu teveyas tafkidai. V'doichei kuas alev l'mali es hamachzer hagadol. The fact that they have this hechsher, that there are people who understand, who are bright, who know how to learn, who understand the language of Torah, this itself demands doichei kuas alev and is pushing and forcing the heart to fill in this terrible, terrible gap, this vacuum, this emptiness in Klal Yisrael. I don't know if I said it here at the Chabur, or I mentioned it on Shabbos, I don't remember where, but one of the Chavra, and it needs to be over and over again, not because of criticizing, but to understand how desperate people are, and to understand the machzer hagadol, the great emptiness, the vacuum that's out there. But one of the chevre here, I don't know if I said on Erev Shabbos, that one of the chevre told me that he went to pick up a nephew or something in one of the mesiftas someplace, I don't know where, in a choshe, he said it was a choshe yeshiva, from the top tiers of the yeshivas, and he went. And he came into the 10th grade, I think he said, the 10th grade, and the Rebbe was giving a Gemara Shir, and he said there were four or five guys that were looking at the Rebbe, and he was screaming, the Rebbe's talking, and he said the rest of the guys had their heads on the Gemara. He said half of them, the heads on the Gemara, had hoods on over their heads, and they were just sleeping, lying on the Gemara, sleeping. And he said this Rebbe is supposed to be like a very good Rebbe. So he was very bothered by this, and he didn't say anything, but then I think he called him or something like that, and he asked the Rebbe, what's going on over there? He said that the guys don't want to learn. They just don't want to learn. He says, I give it my best shot, and they don't want to learn. I can't do anything. So the guy from the shul asked, it's always like that? That's how they sit there? He said, unless we're talking like in Yonin, like, you know, in Machshava or, you know, things like that. If we're talking, we get on off the topic. Meaning, if we get off the topic of the Gemara and we get onto other things, then the what? Then they, then you know, then they talk. They're all, so then, so the fellow from Shulis, so then why don't you do more of that? If that's what gets them going. So he said, this Rebbe said to his credit, he said, I spoke many times to the Hanhala, to the administration. This is what he said. I spoke to the Hanhala and I was told, we have to keep up with the yeshivas, you cannot do that. You can't do that. It's just, you have to do the regular stuff. You can't. And he wasn't asking for 3 hours. He wasn't saying, God forbid. No one suggests Chassid Shalom is dead, but a half hour, 40 minutes, after something. Shum oifen not. So he stands over there. Four or five guys are sitting in the front. They're into it. Other guys are fast asleep. And just in case they might catch a word, they have the hood over also. Just so they shouldn't, in case they might catch a word, they want to make sure that they, and maybe even underneath their earplugs, I don't know. Just in case. And it's interesting. We're not getting together 85,000 people in Meadowlands to talk about this. No? What's? Ain't oyma v'ain devarim. Ain't oyma v'ain devarim. Garnish. Nothing. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. The yeshivas have such and such amount of boys registered. That's all the statistics. Yeah, how many? You know how many boys are registered in the yeshivas in New York? In America? Oh, can I in the horror? The Torah has never been the way it's, this is what's going on. The Torah has never been like this. Never been like this. But does the statistic tell you how many of the guys are lying on the Gemara with their hoods on? That's not the statistic. It just tells you how many are registered. You can't take a statistic that you, and if they, even if you could, then nobody would ever do that. Of who's there and who's not really there? Who doesn't want to be there? Who's dying to get out of there? This is the machzor ha'gadol, Rav Kook said, of our generation. This is the vacuum, the emptiness of our generation. They don't have a shaychus temuna. They don't feel any shaychus temuna. And Rav Kook is saying that the people who can give this over, who are qualified, they themselves are not learning it. They're not learning the Chochmei Elokis. The Melu, they don't have what to give over. The Melu, they become very defensive when you, not like that guy, he's a tzaddik, this Rebbe. But many of the guys become very defensive if you ask them, why aren't you giving it over? Because they don't know it. They never learned it. They don't want to be on equal footing with the guys in the class to crack open a Derech Hashem for the first time. That the 10th grader is, I'm not ahead of him in my learning. Because he put in 20 years into the four Masechtas that he learned. So he's got those, not even the four Masechtas, into those few Prokim that he learned. He put in all those years. So you can come back and say over Shmuel Rezovsky's, and you could say Reb Naftali, and you could say Reb Chaim's, and say over a whole thing, and make a whole beautiful thing in this Rambam, and the guys sitting there taking notes don't even believe in God. They don't believe in God, half of them. They don't believe in Torah Sinai. They don't believe in Torah Shemai. They don't feel like davening. They don't open up a Sefer Ben Hazmanim. Not interested. Smachloik is. It's machloikis between the Chazanish and the Biskarov. Everybody that has anything to do in the pnimius of chinuch, I'm not talking about he's in the top shir of the top yeshiva. And in every yeshiva, there are bachim, of course, that are steiging, Baruch Hashem. Many, many, many thousands of bachim that are steiging. And you're delighted that are steiging, that are learning, and they're into it, and so on. And even with those fellows. The Machzor HaGadol, who's going to fill? That's what Cook is screaming. Who's going to fill the emptiness? If not the people who are learning, if not the people who understand Torah, who's going to fill the emptiness? Who's going to give the generation? Where are they going to get it from? And then there's a taina. How come they're going in and looking for it by Breslov and by Chabad? And why are they running around looking for this and looking for Tish and running here? How come? Why? So you say, what do you mean why? What are you giving them? What are you giving them? What are you talking to them about? Do you talk to them about Emuna? You wonder why are they running? Why is he running to Tzfas to find some Chabadsky or some Breslover in Tzfas? Not that I have any issues with any of those things, as long as it's a healthy, normal situation. Why are they running? Why is he running to Tzfas I'm giving him the whole Torah right here. No, you're not. No, you're not. And you yourself know that you're not, if you would be honest about it. And that's why they're running looking for something. And it would be a halbutzar if they ran just to Tzvas, or if they ran to look from Breslov and Chabad, that would be already great. But they're running to all other kind of places. And then everybody's angry. How come you have this Kabbalah, Center for Kabbalah? They have like, 100 branches. Kabbalah Center. I was in Los Angeles a few weeks ago. You should see what they have in Malchus over there. We drove past and I saw this thing, Kabbalah Center, they have a gun for little Kabbalists. I'm telling you the truth. There's a kindergarten, a Kabbalah kindergarten. I'm telling you, you could ask somebody from Los Angeles. I drove past, I saw for a second, it was a gun for the Kabbalah Center. What's my Kabbalah centers? So everybody's screaming, it's disgusting, I'll be cursing, they're showing, and they should be burned, and these places should be destroyed. Yeah. I'm asking. I'd like the first match. But that's not the point. Because that's illegal. You get thrown to jail. And that's not the point. The point is, like Rav Kook always says, stop krechsing about the darkness and bring more light to the world. Stop krechsing about what you have to burn and what you have to destroy and what you have to shut off, what you have to turn down and lock down and lock up. Bring more light to the world. The Torah says, you don't have that light yourself. Tell the truth. So how are you going to give it to anybody else if you yourself are dark? You yourself are sitting in darkness. So what light are you going to give to others? You're going to give the light of the machlokes from the Rambam and the Ravid. That's very, very bright. The light of the Rambam and the Ravid is a shining light, a shining light. And you know what? The guys would lick it up. They would lick it up, and they would love Rambam and Ravid. And they'd take off the hood, and they'd sit up, and they would love it. If you would just talk to them about why the Torah is important. What's beautiful about the Torah? What's beautiful about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why, do you know how much the Baruch Hashem loves each and every one of you? Do you know that He's talking to you with these words? He's talking to you. He loves you, He's talking to you. You don't think every one of these boys would want to learn? Every single one. They're Jews. Everyone would learn. And if you get one that he doesn't have, he can't, there's sometimes he just doesn't have the seichel, so then he'll be a big elachid and do other things. He'll do mitzvahs, he'll be a mitzvah guy. He'll do all kinds of mitzvahs, and he'll build yeshivas, even though he can't sit in them. Most of the people who built yeshivas are the ones who could never sit in them. You know that. Most of the yeshivas are built by people who could never sit in them. If you look on the big donators, you've got to see what it was like when they were in fourth grade and eighth grade in high school. Most of the yeshivas are built by people who couldn't sit in them. They're good people. They're tzaddikim. They love Yiddishkeit. But there's an emptiness. And if you don't have, and that's what Rav Kook is saying, is that these are the people who are learning are muhsharim. They're able to learn Pnimis HaTaira and to give it over. Umitarech she'ein tvi yezu nishlemes b'shum erech acher. Since this need of the soul, this need of the Jewish soul, for what? For emuna. For emuna. This need is not being filled in any other way. B'shum chochma acheres. Lo b'kodesh v'lo b'chol. Because in Rav Kook's Yerushalayim, you understand, you're not allowed to have secular subjects either, right? Loi b'kodesh v'lo b'chol. Loi b'kodesh v'lo b'chol. Not with holiness, and not with that which is secular. And not only that, Rav Kook says that there's no other chacham in the world that could fill this need. Loi b'kodesh v'lo b'chol. In other words, the Rambam and the Ravid cannot fill this need. They cannot. The Rambam cannot. The Gemara is not going to fill this need. He says, Loi v'kodesh v'lo b'chol. And whatever they're going to gain in secular knowledge is not going to fill that emptiness. loy bekoidish v'lo b'chol. Shein tvi yizun neshlamis b'shum erach acher, b'shum chochma acheris. There's no other chochma in the world, only chochma elokis. Pnimis et tayru. Again, each person on his own level, not from a Kabbalah. Chochma elokis. No other chochma in the world, loy bekoidish v'lo b'chol. The soul cannot be filled by any of these things. Even, he says, Tyra, the soul cannot be filled. Ki im kishamashlim im oisa, ba oisa hamin shihi oireges elav b'teva. The only thing that can fill the soul is with the very same thing that it's longing for by its nature. Hu ha'or ha'eloki davke, which is the light of God, which is the godly light. So the typical answer is going to be, I got everything in my Yer Shamayim from learning. You don't need to have any of these things. That's the typical answer. Everything comes from Avraham Avinu. Everything. Kind of call. What's this person's everything? That's an interesting question itself. What does he mean by everything? His everything comes from... Why do we need to do anything else? This is the argument that I've been having with different people for many, many years. Everything comes besides. Did somebody tell you that the Baruch Shalom gave the Torah Har Sinai to the four guys in the front row of the Shir? That's what I never understand. The Gaiva. I don't understand the gaiva of that statement. Everything comes from Torah. In other words, from the Gemara Shi. Everything. I never understand the gaiva of that. You see, this Rebbe, this Rebbe with the story that I told you with the guys with the hoods, he's saying there's a big problem. He has no pretenses. He just doesn't know what to do because he doesn't want to lose his job. And if he talks about God, he might get fired. He doesn't want to lose his job. So he's in a dangerous situation. There's no tying against a guy like that. But what about the Rebbe that says, this is where I got my Yiddishkeit from. You don't need to do any of these things. This is for Bala Tshuva, this is for whatever, not from, for Kiruv, it is not, we don't need any of these things. What is the gaiva in that? As if all of Yiddishkeit was given to a few guys in the classroom. What about, like, I'm just curious, what about women? I mean, not that I'm any kind of a feminist or anything like that. No one's ever chosen me for these things. But, like, when these people say things like, everything in Torah you get from the Gemara, you get out from what you're learning. So what exactly do they, what do they have to say about a significant part of Klal Yisrael? That's Bechlam. Not in that sugya in Bava Metzia, Bava Kama. What about them? It's like, they get it from the Mama. They get it from the Mama. Here, you see what they got from the Mama. They get it from the Mama. And then what about the guys that are not able to learn? And the guys that are not necessarily good at it? Well, they don't have a chesik for it. Two-thirds of the guys, there was with the hoods on. It's as if they were not at Har Sinai. The Torah wasn't given to them. The Torah was given to the top five guys in the Shia. I had this conversation with the Tzaddik yesterday on the phone. And he said it very clearly. He said that the yeshiva that his kid is in, is designed for the Mitzuyonim. His design. Many of them advertise like that. There's a yeshiva. There are even yeshivas that are called from Mitzuyonim. They're designed for Mitzuyonim. I never said the gaiva in that. By the way, when I said the word gaiva, I didn't see this, but someone told me that they saw on the computer that there's footage of a film of one of the Gedolei Hador, of Leib Steinemann. He should be healthy and well. He's a big tzaddik. You saw the Olam of Aaron Leib. You know, he's a big tzaddik. And he's gotten himself sometimes into trouble because he likes to say the truth. And he got himself into trouble for that. There were physical threats made against him. So Rabbi Aaron Leib, someone told me they saw on the computer that they were talking to him about this Indian with the yeshiva, that they don't take, they do take. There's only if you're Bal Madrega they take. So there was some Rosh Yeshiva, some rebellion of Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi, I don't know what principles that were there, and they were talking to Rav Aaron Leib. And Rav Aaron Leib just said, I didn't see it, but I don't know if somebody here saw it. Rav Aaron Leib just says, Gaiva. This is all Gaiva. So he said. What's the Rosh Yeshiva? He said, it's all Gaiva. You know what Gaiva means? Gaiva means ego, conceit. They didn't know what he, actually, they didn't know what he was talking about. He just says, Gaiva. That's the end of the conversation. Gaiva. Who you take in, who you don't take in, and what the yeshiva is made for, and what the shiur is made for. There's a natural need that the soul has of a Jew. And that the greatest natural need that the soul of a Jew has is for Or Ha'eloki Davka. It's for Elokus. That's what it's longing for more than anything. And that longing cannot be filled, Rav Kook says, with any other Chachma, even if it's a Chachma in Kodesh. Period. And if you're going to say, yeah, but what about Rav Chaim Eiser? What about Rav Chaim Eiser? It's interesting, I was just reading from somebody, Tavka not a chassid, that there were two chassidishes from the Rav Chaim Eiser had on his table all the time. I'm not going to say which ones right now. The two chassidishes from that he kept on his table all the time. This time if he kept on the table, he's looking at them. I don't know what the tzaddikim are Isaac in, and what they cover, what they reveal about themselves. So any time that someone brings a raya, yeah, but Rav Moshe was like this, the Chavos Chaim was like that. So to begin with, we don't know the tiny little toe of Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Chavos Chaim. We don't have a musik of who these people were, and what they were Isaac in. We don't have a musik of what they were Isaac in. Not the tiniest drop, the Chazon Ish. So there are those, like they say, the Chazon Ish never ever was Isaac in anything other than Nigla. And I don't believe it. If you look at his Emunah B'Tochen, you see, you just look at a few sentences in the Emunah B'Tochen, you see. Chazon Ish, don't tell me Chazon Ish didn't look at the Svar Magadosh. I'm not saying that he was learning Kedushas Levi every Shabbos, but the Chazon Ish was not just learning, he was completely, completely proficient in Panimius HaTorah. There's no question. But the little Rosh Yeshiva Lach, they should be well. They have this thing. That everything, you don't need to learn anything else. And the reason that they're not able to listen is because they were up late last night on the computer. That's why the guy's on the table with his head covered the hood, because of the computer. So we asked this Rosh Yeshiva, so tell me something. You're not able to turn off the, apparently you're not successful in turning off the computer. You're not able, unless you want to go around to their homes and stand there and watch them and assign policemen. You're not successful in turning off the computer. So maybe you could give something that he'll find as interesting or more interesting than the computer. Maybe you could do that. No, this is what he has to find, what I'm saying, interesting. You know why? Because this is all I know how to say. That's all I know how to say. And if he doesn't find this interesting, he's got to find another yeshiva. Or go with the Bali Tshuva somewhere. If he doesn't find this interesting. So therefore, I have my five guys. These five guys are steiging. They're going to go to the best yeshiva, and they're going to be in Yerushalayim for in some place for 8-10 years. They're going to start writing Svarim. And I'm going to go to 120 knowing that I brought Torah to Klal Yisrael. Which, there's a schus that they learned, that they taught those guys. Of course, there's a big schus. But what about the guys with the hoods on their heads? And even the guys without the hoods on their heads. That's just the next generation of the same business. A Yiddish guy without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, without a Muna. Hu ha'or lo kidavka. Al-kein hi ha'ileches kidaironis. Therefore, Yiddishkeit is falling away. It's retreating. Nemoyge hi b'mora shchayra. This is unbelievable, the words. It's like he wrote them today. Nemoyge hi b'mora I'm afraid he's writing also what's going to be tomorrow. That's what's scary. Nemoigihi b'moros shchayra. Yiddishkeit goes around b'moros shchayra. You can't translate moros shchayra. The closest thing would be depression. Yiddishkeit walks around. Yidden walk around with a moros shchayra, depressed. My father told me a funny thing. It's much more enjoyable when you hear it from him. He doesn't usually tell jokes, so when he tells one, I have a lot of hanav from it. So he said that there was an alti yid that was walking with a shtekel, a cane, and he's walking nabuch, like this, halfway to the ground, an alti yid. He goes like this. Anyway, he goes into the doctor's office, and there's some other yid there outside. He goes in the waiting room, outside the office, whatever. He comes out from the doctor's office, and he looks great. He's walking up like this, walks out. They ran over to him and says, Rabbi Yankel, what did the doctor do for you? He was in there for 10 minutes. He went in like he was already going to be underneath, in the ground. And he comes out like this, like a young man. So what did the doctor give? What medicine? What shot did he? See, he said, he gave me a longer shtekel. He gave me a bigger cane. In other words, somebody gave me the wrong size cane. I'm walking around like that for the last, I'm walking around for the last 10 years on that cane. The doctor gave me a bigger cane. It's a good part. See, even Shachal Ofna, Shainu, Jews that are walking around Ungeblusen and Zerbrochen and depressed and sad, young boys, 14, 15, 16-year-old boys, girls, out of it. Totally out of it. I was getting into a car yesterday. I was in Borough Park. I was getting into a car, and there were two girls dressed straight from Beis Yaakov, wherever they go, dressed like Bnei Yisrael should be dressed. And one was saying to the other, I was getting to my car. I was passing by. I said, my boyfriend's going to kill me if he finds out. Those are the words I heard. My boyfriend's going to kill me if he finds out. Now, whatever he's going to find out, that's already not important to me, you understand? That this girl is saying, my boyfriend is going to kill me. My boyfriend is going to kill me. Stama, something she upset. Well, there's another boyfriend she has, maybe two or three. Yeah, nice. That's not important. What's important is she's walking with a short stick, you understand? A beautiful Jewish girl's walking with a short stick. So who's going to give the generation a tall stick? It's not because there's something wrong with that Altayid. He can walk straight. He needs help. He needs a cane. You either give him a short one, or you give him a long one. You give him a short one or a long one. You give him the short one, he's going to be bent over. And it's hard to go on like that for a long time. You could, God forbid, fall. You give him a tall cane, a strong tall cane. Everybody needs to a mishenes. But then he can walk, and he can be strong, and he can feel good. So if Cook says, I'm trying to understand what's with the Yiddishkeit. It's melting. Yiddishkeit is wasting away. The Moros Chayre, even Jews being depressed. The Yitzovn and sadness. Umamula Bezam, and people are filled with anger. You don't hear our generation? You don't hear? Umamula Bezam. All of this is because of the computers. I don't know, I'm not that old, but I remember before there were computers. I know, so it was then also Marish Chayre, Yitzhak Mullah Bazam. Again, for the thousandth time, not to say that anything with the computers doesn't need big tikkun, whatever we could do. But that's not the answer. Of giving the generation a tall cane. That's not the answer. It never was the answer. It never ever was the answer. In every generation, whatever ugliness there was, was always pulling people away, was always a temptation. The only way is to give them a tall stick, that they should feel good about their Yiddishkeit. They should understand, why am I keeping mitzvahs? They should be excited about Yiddishkeit. This is the reason, he says, why many people who are Toivsei Torah Mitzuyonim, who are excellent in learning, are Lekuyim Begufam Ubanavsham. Lekuyim are missing, but it's a strong lesson. Are Lekuyim Begufam, physically and spiritually, not just spiritually, physically. Lekuyim Begufam Ubanavsham. And this brings to a moirach halev, which means like a pachad. Moirach halev means the opposite of courage. People who are not, who are cowards. Cowards. Pachad, fear. Rifyain. Weakness. All kinds of psychological problems. People who are, oh, let's translate that into mind. Insecure, lacking confidence, lacking self-esteem. Okay, those are modern terms. Insecure, lack of confidence, lack of self-esteem. Every single teacher's admitting, lack of. And also what he says here about Eretz Yisrael. And especially with the Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, who are the greatest Talmid Chacham that the Jewish people have, who are the ones who are most prepared, most ready, most worthy of the light of Hashem coming upon them. And there's a demand coming down from Shemayim that these Talmid Chacham should be constantly, always shining from the light above, on fire with Yiddishkeit. That instead of quenching the thirst from the rivers of Das Elokim, of Pnimi Satoira, the Ginze Chikri or Torah Emes, and from the deepest teachings of the Torah of Truth, they think they're filling their entire responsibility as Talmid Chachamim, rak biyunim shel pshatei haTorah, by learning, by being ma'ayin just in the simple pshat and Torah, with all the pilpulim. These are people, Rav Kook says, that have the ability to really, really give the generation what it needs and to establish the yesod of life. Hanidba b'chazkim and neshama, that the neshama is demanding b'chazke with great strength. Aval kol zman shalei noisim lenefesh hapnimis es mazayin hativi. As long as these talmid chacham in Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of nevuah, as long as they're not giving this, the nefesh hapnimis, the inner soul, es mazayin hativi, its natural food, the food that it needs. You know, one of the things, when you have a person who has a pet, I never had a pet, but people have pets, they have to be very, very careful that they should give it exactly what the food is. And I told him, I had that the kids would bring home fish, you know, when they had these, in school they would have these, like these? Carnivals, yeah, they would have carnivals. The kids would come home with a goldfish. So, whatever, they would come home with the fish, which I said I was always left to take care of, even though they were all excited about the fish. So I don't know what the fish is. This didn't come with any instruction. The kid comes home with a plastic bag. I find a flower vase. I empty it. I put water in. And I put in a little kishka, a little something for the... What are you supposed to give? You figure... His name is Fischl. That's what we called him. So you figure that he's supposed to get a little bit something that a Jew eats. And then you see him like an hour later. He's floating. You know, he's finished. He's done. Crane. I didn't... Yeah. Some fish and crane. Didn't come with any instructions, so what do I do? So I thought what I did. I called up the pet shop. because my kid's going to get angry at me. You killed him. I said, you brought him home. You're supposed to take care of him. No one told me what fish eat. I don't know what they eat. A fish doesn't eat fish. What are you supposed to give the fish? So I had to call up the pet shop and to ask them, what am I supposed to feed these things? So he gave me a whole big thing of tire, what they eat like this, and don't eat not too much, not too, and all the different instructions. If something doesn't receive the food that it needs to live, you can give it a lot of food, but the food's going to kill it. So the Rebbe could be saying the most gewaldige Rambam and Ravid. He says every Reb Chaim, every Reb Shmuel, he gives over all the best tires is gewald. He and he's a talented person, but if that is not, if you're not giving the kid, that's part of the diet. But if you're not giving the kid the mazon hativi that the kid needs to live, so that the kid's going to start floating around the streets, floating around the yeshivas, floating around the system. The system is perfect. It's just the problem of the boys. Floating around in shul during davening, floating into shul a half hour late. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So then, without the natural food that the neshama needs, he hailechus unamaygu misdaldelus misnavenis, it wastes away, it becomes weak and paralyzed. Al kain kidei lahachish Yeshua la'elah yikarim, in order to bring Yeshua to these precious Jews, skulas haskulai shebnei tzion, the most precious, the most chosen of all the bnei tzion of the talmid chacham of Yerushalayim. We must cause this light of Pnimis HaTorah to penetrate, to explode through, to break through the wall. Ubiyad Rama Lekvoa Talmud Kavua Masuda, and Biyad Rama, with strength and with confidence, to establish it as a set part of learning. Not to say Avart and Erev Shabbos for 5 minutes and send the boys home. As a set part of learning, l'kvot Talmud kavua mesuder, to learn it in a good way, in a strong way, in a lomdish way. Kuzri Maharal, Shemona Prakim, in the Chassid Shivas, of course, the Chassid Shivas too, Ramchal Svarim, v'chul. Choyk v'lo yaver. Choyk v'lo yaver. Every single day. Midei yoyim v'yoyimai. Every day. Choyk v'lo yaver. Don't miss. Shall a Talmud Haruchani, which Rav Kook calls the Talmud Haruchani, the Ruchni is the Talmud. He's not saying anything that the Ramchal was not crying about in Mrs. Hashem. They go through the Hagdamah very quickly. I don't even know if they learned the Hagdamah. And the Chavis Lavav is nothing that they didn't say. Shemashil the Talmud Hamusari HaPoshut. You begin, of course, learning simple on a simple level. Again, meaning more. You see, in footnote 7, Zaboni HaSholish Kremis, Rav Kook's program was 3 levels. Sifrei Musa Kamer Misil Sharm, Yachana, to prepare with Misil Sharm, to begin. Beis, Biur Adas Umecha, Kugan Kuzri, Sifrei Maral. This is how they learn, this Rav Kook's program for learning. Kuzri and Maral. Yimel Limud Plimi B'chochmas HaEmes V'Kabola, Zoyer, Ramak, Arizal, Klach, Psochem, the Ramchal, and so on and so forth. Each person acquaint his Madrega. And he builds up from the simpler level, and to learn it until he's able to come to the higher level of learning. From the sources, meaning from the Zohar Kodesh and the Svar Makedoshim. Chochmas ha'emes v'ha'kabbalah v'chol prateha. Chochmas ha'emes v'ha'kabbalah v'chol prateha. And yet you have Talmidim of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, who themselves are saying that Rav Kook never intended that we should learn these things. Ad kidei kach. Is there such a siluf of Rav Kook's own, from his own Talmidim of the Talmidim? Could there be such a distortion of what he was saying? This is black and white. How could you say this means anything else? That's what he's saying. There's a program. That's the program. Oh.